It's definitely an honor to do it, and for them to ask us to come here and for NASCAR to schedule it and put it all together is just, you know, it's such a grounding process when you go in there, and you just, it's a constant reminder when you see those kids of how lucky we are to do what we do. But not only that, but just to be wake up and be healthy every day. I mean, it's just so unfair to see them, and it breaks my heart to sit there and talk to them and just see how much pain they're in, how tired they are. And it's a tough thing to try to figure out how to talk to them and what to say and try to just maybe cheer them up a little. But definitely a humbling thing to be able to come here and hopefully maybe help just a little bit.
Given what you and Cherry have been through, is there a deeper meaning to something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's that's why we do it at home, you know. We're going to Levine's in a few weeks to give out Christmas presents, you know, to do the same thing, just to try to, you know, shed a little light and a little happiness for them. And I can't imagine. I just can't imagine what they're going through, how they must feel and think. And, yeah, it's just a reminder of how lucky we are. Again, that's the biggest thing, I think, you know.
I don't think they're saying question as to what kind of champion you're going to be representing the sport, but right now it's kind of a big responsibility moving forward, is it not?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I love NASCAR. I love, you know, racing. That's what I grew up. This is a childhood dream of mine, so I'm going to do the best job I can to try to represent the sport well. There's been a lot of great champions that have come before me. And hopefully I'll just be able to hold up my end of the deal. I'll try my best. I'm probably a little different than most have been, I would say, but hopefully I'll bring something to the table that'll help the sport.
Mark, you talk about the race here a little bit, kind of a springboard for you, kind of where it all started. Did you know at that time that, hey, we've got something really good this year, you know, the race here in Vegas?
Well, I think we felt good coming into this year. Just, you know, last year we had a great season, and you know, we had a lot of confidence coming in. But to get that win out of the way early at Vegas was a huge deal for us, really, just to say, okay, you know, pressure's off. You know, we're locked into the playoffs. We can just go race and have fun and try to just continue to build our program. So it was definitely a help, I think, just to get that confidence, that momentum going early and kind of let take the pressure off.
Is there one thing that's hit you since you left Homestead? Anything in particular?
We won. We won at Homestead. I mean, literally, Cole and I were in victory lane celebrating, and we're like, by the way, you know, we just won Homestead. So that was a huge accomplishment, not only for the championship, but to win there. I mean, just as tough as it's been for us the past few years, you know, for our group and Cole and I to figure that place out, just to think we won there is just crazy.
In all the years of heartbreak and misfortune, makes this one championship all worth it, does it not?
Oh, absolutely, and more, and some, yeah. I mean, I can't even explain to you what I felt and all the thoughts that went through my head when I seen the checkered flag. I've never felt anything like that. I probably never will again, I don't know. But just all the things that I thought about, all the people along the way that I thought about in just that split second, it was like just everything flashing through my mind, and I was a mess. And just really thankful for so many people helping me along the way. I mean, this goes back to racing go-karts and, you know, racing modifieds and the guys that helped me and volunteered. And just, you think about all the pieces of the puzzle that got put together to get us where we are, to get me here today. It's amazing to think about it, and amazing to think about all the stories. So just humbled and thankful, and excited to celebrate this one for everybody that's helped me along the way.
Have you had a chance to reflect on that drive, those last 20 laps ever since then? I mean, that was magnificent. And
thank you.
No, I mean, it really was. It was one of the most exciting races we've ever witnessed.
It was. It definitely was. I really haven't watched it in detail. I've seen bits and pieces here and there. I haven't sat down and actually watched the recording of the race yet. But, you know, for me, it's probably one of my proudest moments, because I feel like I got put in that position and my guys said, here it is. It's, you know, it's all up to you now. Here's the lead, you know, 36 or 32 laps to go. Show us what you got. And definitely one of the proudest moments of my career, to just to be able to bring it home for them after all they've done for me and you know, giving me the opportunities they have and putting me in a position to be a champion. So I'm glad I could hold up my end of the deal. And I can remember every single one of those laps. I can remember everything that happened, everything I thought, when I missed the line, when I hit it, and most importantly, when I found that little patch of grip up there off of turn four, and that was the game changer for me.
How did your relationship begin with Levine's? I mean, this isn't a photo op for you, is kind of what I'm saying. This is
sure.
something that you have continued on, which will probably be part of your legacy, but mm-hmm. how did the whole thing come together?
It just happened, honestly. We, you know, the story of our foundation goes back to 07, and we helped, you know, we wanted to help kids because, as Sherry and I have always said, we were very fortunate growing up as kids, and we had all the things we needed, and we were able to, you know, to grow and be successful because of that. So we started with, you know, helping all different kinds of things, you know, underprivileged kids, abused kids. Obviously, we did some stuff with pediatric cancer and things like that. And we just kept, for whatever reason, gravitating towards the cancer families and the kids and helping them and trying to just, we felt like it was where we could make the biggest difference. And so we just kept going that direction and met somebody from Levine's and started working with them and started our special needs fund there. And it's just grown ever since. So it really wasn't any one moment. It was just that those families seemed to impact us the most and kind of touched our hearts, and we just felt like that was where we could make the biggest difference.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys.